Essentially, there are thousands of miners. Some people say tens of thousands of miners mining this area around Mutare, near Mutare, specifically Chiadzwa, which is a warren of crevices and low dug tunnels, where these thousands of miners are drawing diamonds out of all kinds of value, quite high quality apparently, and selling them off. And the army and the air force and the police moved in a couple of weeks ago to try and clear these illegal miners out. The police had already begun a kind of low-grade assault, but this one was much bigger. The Air Force went in with helicopters, machine gunning from the air, killing probably scores, according to the miners, of illegal miners. And the police were firing tear gas into these tunnels and driving the miners out, and then, according to some of the miners, shooting them down as they rushed out. They were also using dogs to attack people. The police dogs killed several miners, mutilated others. And the numbers are very murky, partly because some of the miners say that people were simply buried on the spot, but also a number of bodies have turned up in the morgue of Mutare Hospital, and they're unidentified. Nobody really knows who they are, but what's revealing about them is that they're riddled with bullets, and the doctors say that there's no doubt that these are miners who are machine gunned to death.
These illegal miners are not just, sort of itinerants, are they? Some of them are from professions in Zimbabwe. I mean, it's not surprising that it's attracting so many people, with Zimbabwe now so impoverished.
Well, indeed. I mean, in Zimbabwean terms, small fortunes are now being made, and large fortunes in other people's terms for the lucky few. Certainly, miners are discovering small but very, very high-quality diamonds that perhaps worth $200, $300, $400 a time. Now, that is quite a lot of money in the Zimbabwean context, when a teacher or a nurse probably only earns about 10 or 20 pounds a month at the moment. And it's drawing professionals, it's drawing teachers, it's drawing nurses, it's drawing people who used to be in the civil service, people that used to sell insurance, and there's no such thing anymore in Zimbabwe. It's also drawing people from other parts of southern Africa, and there's something of a diamond rush now on, with all kinds of people making it to the area. Most, as I say, they get lucky enough in the sense that it's worth their while, because they're making a lot more than they would if they were working and being paid in Zimbabwe dollars. But a lucky few are making absolute fortune, and you can see that in the nearby town of Mutare, which used to be the sleepy border town on the frontier with Mozambique, there are now expensive cars, everything is priced in dollars, and there's a lot of money being flashed around.
Who owns the mines?
The mines were originally held by De Beers, and they're now owned by the Zimbabwean government, although that's in dispute. A British company bought them a few years ago and failed to really exploit them properly. When the diamond rush began, the Zimbabwean government moved in, seized the land, took it over, and handed it over to a state mining corporation. Now, there's a legal dispute between the British company and the Zimbabwean government over that, although it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. But to be honest, it can't be said right now that anybody really owns the mines. Although the Zimbabwean government's now trying to take control, it's just a bit of a madhouse and a free-for-all there.